This week's shiur is sponsored by Rabbi Itcher Goldberner and Nishmas Maras Feige Rivka Bas Rabbi Aryeh Leibish, Zichrono Livracha, and it was Niftar and Tesvav Ol Tavshin Ayin, and Nishmas Maras Nechama Bas Rabbi Chaim, Zichrono Livracha. It was Niftar and Chof of Shvat Tavshin Ayin Gimel. Shkerech Lashiva Kamseishir.
Okay, this is today's daf was the Mishnah of Mufla Samach Leish by a cotton. The year, the Shnas Yud, from the year Yud Aleph to Yud Beis, we paskin that his nether is a nether mederaisa by a ketana from the cottons from Shnas Yud Beis to Yud Gimel. And from by a ketanas from Yud Aleph to Yud Beis, the year that Samach Leish are in the Dorim. They can make the Dorim. There's a Shaila, what about, do they have the Azorah of Bal Yachel that year? And there's a Tzad in the Gemara that Igdash Va'ochal will be loike. Well, you learn out Ishki Yafli, Kol She Yeshnoi Ba'aflo, Yeshnoi Be'Bal Yachel. And even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, a cotton is not a Baroin Shin, in under Yud Gimel, but special Zeris Akosov, a special Hekish that he becomes Ba'oinshin for Nedorim because it's a different level godless. Lagabi Nedorim, the Torah considered him a godl from a Pasek of Kol Sheyeshne Ba'afla, Yeshne Ba'al Yach. Limaskone, the Gemara's Machriya not like that. And it's what Anochi B'maya Askinon, when they bring the Braisa, Kigon shehigdish hu va'ochlu acherim, and we paskin that that's a deraisa. That the bald his nether is a nether, so if he makes a hegdish, the Gemara calls it higdish. Hegdish is the eichet a nether, and va'ochlu acherim, and a godl eats from the nether. So we bow, the cotton's nether is a nether by Mufla Samach Leish. So the Acherim that are going to eat from this nether is like they eat from a regular nether. It's a nether gomel the gabi the chiyu bal yachel. That's taken the Gemara. He himself, because he's a cotton, is not oiver, but the Acherim that are going to be oichel from the nether, from the chalois nether, which is called Higdish Huva Ochlu Acherim, and they're going to be Yoiv. They'll state in the Gemara, and that'll be a derais. Tosis asks, why can we zet sign that he'll eat it when he becomes a Kesheyakdil? So Tosis answers, Avonu Kimta Dikateret. That's it. It is Achazazay. In the Dorin Daf Tezvov, there's a machloikis, the Rambam, and the Ran. The Gemara speaks out. It's all machloikis here in the Dorim Daf Yudalin Omid Beis and Daf Tezvav Omid Aleph. If a person makes a neder with a Tanai, that means he makes the neder today if the Tanai is Lamocha. So the halacha is that we can't falazach that he'll be over today on the nether, and tomorrow he'll keep the tanai. He'll make sure that the nether's nachal because he was over because the nether was al tanai, and he'll make sure that the tanai that's needed for the kiyum on nether won't happen. It's a machloikus in Gemara, machloikus of Yehuda and Amnachman, and it's a shaila. Are we afraid that he'll be loy mizdayer betanoye? But if today is the tanai and tomorrow is the nether, moider of you the dawat sheyishen ayoyim ki loy mizdayer. A person won't be mizdayer in a tanai. So if today he was over the nether and tomorrow he could save himself by keeping the tanai, so memela that we're afraid that betanoye loy mizdayer. But if it'll be today the tanai, tomorrow the nether, so the surim is dying. In the middle, the Gemara brings a raya from a brisa, from a mishnah. Sha'at menes liyad ha-pesach. he makes a neder that the isha is usur till Pesach if she'll go lebeis avia ad achag. So olchol if nea Pesach asur bano osoy ad Pesach. Teni Gemara lo holcha lufnei haPesach asura veloike, but loy holcha asura beyalm. That's the Gemara. So on these words of asura ba'ano asoy veloike, who's loike? The Baal was madir her, shot nenesli with a tanai, and the halacha is if she broke the tanai, so now it's ram yede yisened. And the Gemara says, if you broke the Tanai, you get Malkis for being over the Nether, because the Nether was all Tanai, you were over the Tanai, now you're over the Nether, you're Chayiv Malkis. Who is Chayiv Malkis? How are you Goyris? You Goyris Loike, or you Goyris Loika? The husband gets the Malkis, if he's complicit in her being a Nenis Ada Pesach, if he's Ma'anahar. Or it's not him. She's over the Malkus, not him. Bring the Ran that he himself learns like he, that she, the Muderes, gets Malkus for being over the Neder. Aval who? The one who made the Neder? Is Eina like it. Because what did he do? He wasn't used for an Issa Neder. Neder is to create an Issa Neder. And he didn't over on the Isra Neder. So how could he get Malkus? He was Madir that created the Isra Neder, but he wasn't over on the Isra Neder. Avolo Rambam, in Perikei Mehilchis Nedarim, Kosav Loikehu, Shehidira Imehena Oysa. Avoli Eino Loike, because the love in the Torah is Lo Yachel Dvoroi. Everybody lo yachel dvoroi. So the medaber, the one who made the dvor, he has the lo yachel. Mashen came, the one who is the receiving end of the hadora. She can't be over lo yachel dvoroi. We can't see over saying lo yachel dvoroi. Zitnish gemachdim divo. We can't see over lo yachel dvoroi.
That's not the only place in Shas where it talks about somebody is mad. It makes it better that somebody else can't have enough from him.
But Malkus. But doesn't say anywhere Malkus. You're over on the Issa, lesser Israel Nasha. We're going to speak out. That the Rambam doesn't bring Malkus in step one. Malkus is step two in the Issuri Nedarim. Step one is lesser Israel Nasha.
I understand. But it's a little strange because we always think that the person is stopping him from doing something. So now it appears he's not stopping you from doing something. He's stopping me from doing something.
No.
I'm making a net. I make sure my father can have enough.
It's not evidence what you're saying.
So come now, and I'm going to be one who's over.
No, but
what kind of...
No. Again, a person a ish ki yido neder or yishova shvul Hashem lesser yisrael nafshoi. That's a power in the Rambam right away in the beginning of Rambam in the Nedarim says there's such a koyach to make Isurim through Nedarim, and the Torah gave you an authorization to do that, and those are binding Isurim, lesser Israel Nafshei. And the Nela, the Rambam has a source, from wherever he has the source, that I could add to the Gemara, some Furshe Gemara in Nedarim, I could be Oyser Pei Roysai Al Chaveiroi. But it doesn't say in the Gemara that my Chaveiroi has Bal Yachol. He's now prohibited from eating those pears. But now, when that prohibition is not listened to, there's a second prohibition called Lo Yachel Dvoroi. And that the Ran learns that the one who has the Lo Yachel Dvoroi is the Mudr who didn't follow the prohibition. And the Rambam learns, no, the Madir who created the prohibition. So the Malkus is on the Madir. And the Isser is on the Mudr. We'll make something strange. By what criteria do we call things strange and unstrange in Torah?
Because
if they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai, how could they be strange?
This is the reason what I'm saying. And this is the reason. So at least the Rav should listen to for a second. I know what I say is not worth anything, but that is...
It's worth a lot.
Because every time the Gemara says that somebody else is Mudahan, somebody is after Peirasov Al Kaveiroi, It fails to mention the fact that, by the way, if you're a chava, is not a from it, you're the one who's going to get punished.
Only if you're complicit. No, only if you're complicit.
What?
Only if you're complicit. Only if you feed him.
Well, why not? Why not even if you're not complicit?
Because you didn't do anything. Lo yachel. You didn't do anything to go against the nether. You weren't mechel the nether.
Oh, it seems to be only only if you lift the eva.
No. I made the. I caused. So I'm explaining it to you simply, which the command it's mefurish in the Rambam. When you use your pen to create a prohibition, it's learned out from lesser Isser al Nafsha. Rambam right in the beginning. That's how
Isn't
he begins.
Isha different?
Huh?
Isn't Isha different?
No. Doesn't have more. There's no more authority to create a nisser on someone else, a stranger or your wife.
A stranger, your wife.
No, there's no such a thing. The only Indian of an isha is the Gabi Aforis in the door. There's a ben madi benoy, but there's no isha doesn't have a special authority.
What's the case of the isha? What did he say exactly?
No, he was madir. He said kikri al the Gemara says sha'at ne'enes li ara pesach koinam sha'at ne'enes li ara pesach. I took all my nechassim and I put on them a koinam. The Jew can't indulge in them till Pesach. The shaila is loy ke or loy ka. The Ran learns loy ke loy ka because she has, like he's saying, she has the koinam. And the Rambam says the fact that she has the koinam doesn't make lo yachel dvar because it wasn't lo yachel dvar.
Does the Rambam say that you have to be complicit in it?
Yeah, the Rambam brings it. No, the Rambam brings it. The Rambam brings from the Shema Rambam imeheno oiso. He's loike imeheno oiso.
Is the Gemara talking about in that case? Imahena,
that's what he's saying.
No, but is the Gemara say that case?
The Rambam learns the Gemara that way.
Why did Rambam say the simple case where she was Nana?
Because the Rambam learns that the law of Lo Yachel Dvoroi is you made a vow and you went against the vow. The poor lady never made a vow. The Rambam read the Chumash like Mava Sedra. Lo yachel dvoroi. Don't go against your vow.
Okay.
Poor lady never made a vow.
Okay, now I understand. Thank you. Okay. Don't get so upset.
No,
Chazmashim, I'm not upset.
Risk of the Rice is not upset. It's not personal. Even though the Gemara says, Metchila Naisin Oivim Zelazel. You're supposed to get personal. Aval of the Soif Nasu Oyavim Zelazel. No, seriously, that's where the Rambam is coming from. The Rambam, later the Ran, when he defends himself against the Rambam, changes the meaning of Lo Yachel Dvarei. He says, Adibur Koi. See, we learn Lo Yachel Dvarei is you made a vow. Come on, you made a vow. You got to keep your vow. The Rambam teaches Lo Yachel Dvarei, you uttered a neder. That dibur of neder should not become chulin. So the one on whom the onus of making the neder not chulin is not necessarily the guy that made the neder, is the one on whom the neder lies, and that's Shita Saran. So it's a machlokes how to read the words.
Yeah, but what's in the case where he wasn't complicit? Is there any issa?
Yeah, issa the world on him? No.
No, on her. What's the issa?
Lesser Isser al-Nafshe. It says, I want to read you from the Rambam. Let's get it straight. There's an issa called Lesser Isser al-Nafshe. We're learning Masecht in the Dorim is Nidre Isser. I raise a Nesar Bohen, Va'afopi without a Shvua, without a Shame, without a Kilu. Val Zen Nemar Batoira, Lesser Isser al Nafshoi. She Yesar Alatzmoi Dvorim Amutorim. And the same thing if you say, Arei Olai Isser. V'chelik Zehu Shanikoyo is a Nidre Isser. So Nidre Isser is to create a lesser Isser al Nafshoi.
Which is not shocking.
Yeah, but I could also, the Rambam says, the Rambam has a source that I could make a neder on you. And we learn now that I could put a neder on you, and from there we learn now that I can make a lesser Isser on you too. And the Mele, you have that Isser. Later in Aloche Hei, for the first time, the Rambam, in Perek Dal, and Aloche Dalit, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, that you got to keep your neder, And if you're over on it, you're over bal yachol dvar. But that's step two in Hilchas Nedarim. Step one in Hilchas Nedarim is that a neder is binding and creates an isser. Step two is that violating that isser gives you bal yachol.
But some said the Rambam says nafshai is lav dafka, but divorai is dafka. Because divorai is his, and so somebody else.
No, the Chumash says lesser yisrael nafshai. You're right.
Right, but the Rambam says oh, no.
So we're
going to
see mitzvah. Right, but the Rambam has a source. It's the free zuta.
It's only true that
No. But the Rambam has a problem. Where do we know that I could take a neder according to the Rambam that a neder is fundamentally a vow? How could I make a vow binding on you? So the Sefer Yizkor learns it out from a pasuk. Ainli al atzmoi, al acherim minayin. Talmud loim makechol ayoytzim mepiv yaseh. So the Rambam has a makor, and he learns out from the Sefer Yizkor that the Rambam, the Reb Chaim, Biskarov, whoever it is, brings that the Rambam had this makor of Sefer Yizkor. That's a Chazal that in Parshas Matos that the ainli al atzmoi. Gamal Acherim. You can learn out from there also. Aval Rambam Kosav Loikehu Shehidira Imehena Oisa. Avalien Loike Dekivon de Loinodra Klal Loishayach Boy Loyachel Dvore. Velesa. The Vadai Hu Eino Loike. He doesn't get Malkus. And then he fears Zois, the Avmuder Nami Vadayovar. The Muder should get the Malkus. It says, Lo Yachel Dvoroi, Lo Yachel Adibur Ka'omar. Not Dvoroi is that if I made a vow, I made a promise, keep your promise. No. The Dibur should not be gone. The Heftza of the Dibur should not be disobeyed. And the onus of who shouldn't disobey it, the Ran learns, is on the one that the Neder is Chal. The neder is chal on the lady. I mean, about the neder is chal on the lady, so it's incumbent on her not to go against the dibur of the neder. Whereas the Rambam learns dvaroi, not diburoi. I mean, that's the machloik is the Rambam and the Rambam. This is what it says here. Freg the Ran from Perik Yoitzedoifen, from this Gemara Memvavam at base. Lefi shemotzinu shehishra kosuv esakotan legodol ezodin shvuol eisul bal yachel. And the maskana sagimore is kigoin shekdisho hu v'ochlu acherim sho acherim loikin al egdeshoi mishum bal yachel al mamuder loike afagav de loyomar midi hilchach ocha ki aminon v'loike aishukoi. So the Ran held that we bowed. There's a Gemara. The Gemara's Lashon is Higdishu. And if I go ahead and I use the Koyach HaNedorim to make something Kodesh Lashomayim, whether it's Tushas HaGuduf, Tushas Bedek HaBayis, the Halacha is the Acherim HaLoike, because Mufla Somech Le'ishas Neder is a Neder D'Raisa. So here you see that the Acherim, who never made the Neder, have a Bal Yachl. So how could the Rambam say that Bal Yachl is Dvoroi? By Hegdish, it's not Dvoroi, because I made a Hegdish, and it's Chal on Acherim, and the Acherim, how could the Rambam say that? That's a Befeirish Shigemon. So the Pasha to answer, really Rabbi Kiva Eger on the blot here in Daf Tezvav in the Dorim, it's very not clear, because he seems to say that it's not a problem, because by Hegdish there's Me'ila. First of all, Rabbi Kiveger assumes that the Rambam, that the Gemara in Menvav and Nida does not mean only regular Hegdish. It's what we know as Koinomois. Koinomois is he goes with him on the Yama. We don't know Lamaisa, but he goes Yesh Me'ila B'Koinomos. It's a Gemara later in the Flamet Hey. Yesh in the Dorim Yesh Me'ila B'Koinomos Ein B'Koinomos. But he's also jumping a step. The Mishnah Lamelech says that he doesn't have a mocker in the Shittas of Rambam
if you do Mi'ila Bekoinamois, if you end up getting Malkus, Mekiveger assumes that maybe that's the Kavan of this Gemara. The Kavan of this Gemara is Mi'ila, and it sounds in the Mekiveger like a Malkus of Mi'ila. What the Mekiveger leaves unspoken about is that the Gemara clearly discusses Bal Yachin. How's Me'ila going to be the answer if the Gemara speaks about Bal Yachel and the Ran, the Feirish speaks about Bal Yachel? That's what's bothering the Ran, is Bal Yachel. And the Gemara says Bal Yachel. And if the Rambam had a Shita that only a Noider has Bal Yachel, so what's going to make a difference? So the thing is that it's possible. The emes, how is the Bal Yachel if a person makes a neder to make something hegdish? I made it kodesh, I made it into a korban. I went ahead later and I used the korban illegally. So I went against the Kedusha Sakorban. I made a vow not to go against the Kedusha Sakorban. I set it aside for a korban. I set it aside to be a noila. I set it aside to be a shlomim. I set it aside to be a bedek habayis. I went ahead and I did an act of me'ila. I used it. How am I over Bal Yachel Dvori? The standard Bal Yachel Dvori is that I made a commitment on the chepzer to treat it be'isser. Because they're also a lie. So if I don't obey that, I'm going against the commitment. But if I make something kodesh, kodesh lemitzvasai, kedushas damim, kedushas hagov, and now I don't obey the halachos of the kedusha, where's the Bal Yachel? How is this a Bal Yachel? How does this become a Bal Yachel?
Why isn't that included in your Bal Yachel? To treat it with all the conditions of the carbon.
Bal Yachel means Bal Yachel Dvorai.
Yeah.
You made a commitment, don't disobey your commitment.
And my dibble was to make it Kaddish.
Finished. Case closed. I committed, when I make something Kaddish, I'm committing to treat the Kedusha the way it's supposed to be treated?
Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. I'm saying Korban Zera.
Is that my commitment?
I said Arezu Machamol. I said Arezu Oila. This should be an Oila. I said I'll treat the Oila like an Oila. I promise to follow the laws of Oila.
Isn't the Nuzi Oifa Bal Yachel?
What?
A Nuzi.
Zog there as Machadun Sanavni Meluim, Simon Tezvov, and Simon Chov Beis, where the Avni Meluim brings from Kfirdik Achroinim, different Mahalchim, and what the Kabbalah's Naziris is. Means from Kadmoinim, what's the Kabbalah's Naziris? And he brings one that says it's an Issa Gavra, it's a commitment, not the Eid Chatzanim and Yayin and all the Halachas. And one of them says it's some kind of an Issa Chepsa. And then he himself says, B'shem, I think, the Marit, that I like the third Psha.
Marit.
Marit, I think.
No, Marit.
He brings from Shai, it's a Chuvus Marit. And he says that it's neither, nor it's an atfosas, kedushas, naziris. In one place, he even says he becomes like it's be'erich like a koyin, like a koyin. And mitzad that hilchas Torah come in, that the yisurei naziris are the yisurim that the Torah gave to the gavra nazir, who became a gavra nazir through setting him aside to becoming a nazir. So a person is ishke yafli lindo nezer nazir lahazel Hashem. He makes himself into a nazir, and a nazir has a set of halachas. And nizayve lo yoicha lo yishte lo yitamo taglachas. But if he goes and disobeys the halachas, sok davne miluyim, that's also a bal yachel. Because that alone is a chilul for the neder of Naziris. Disobeying the laws of the Naziris is lo yachel dvarei of Naziris. Now you have to understand a little bit deeper. because Bal Yachol de Naziris is a special pasuk. The Gemara in the beginning of Nedarim learns it out from the Hekesh that Man Nedarim Oyve beBal Yachol uBal Ta'acher Af Naziris Oyve beBal Yachol uBal Ta'acher. So we have a mocker for Bal Yachol de Naziris. Unde Avne Meluyim Alibe de Maritat Nishkashtanin. Since I never committed to Yayin and Sheikhar, where am I about Yachel? Muzayin, that when the Torah gave Bal Yachel by Naziris, the meaning of that Bal Yachel is creating a Naziris and not following through on the laws of the Naziris. That is a form of Bal Yachel. To be miyachel the chalois naziris, to be meichel the dinei achalois naziris, which you put up with your nether, is a form of lo yachel. So al derech zeh is the lo yachel of hegdeshes. Now, I don't have a mefurish of pasuk anywhere of lo yachel in a gedushas haguf, but that they also have a makor that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Loisaseh and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs Haseh both learn in the parsha of Nedarim and Naziris a special pasuk. They say it in the name of the Sifri. They say in the name of the Sifri that the Torah was Marve Bal Yachel for Nidrei Hegdish. And if a person has Nidrei Hegdish, they're Bebal Yachel or Bebal Ta'achel. Normally, what he's referring to in Nidrei Hegdish is the Arei Olai of Hegdish. Kanira, that once there's a Yalfusa of Bal Yachel and Nidrei Hegdish, and we have a Gemara in Nida that we're learning here, that Bal Yachel of Hegdish includes a Higdish who the Ochlu Acherit. So the Bal Yachel of Hegdish, of the Bal Yachel of Hegdashis is like all Hegdashis, Sayin Arei Olai and Sayin Arei Zu. So in the Arei Zu of it, the Bal Yachel will be the Ochloi, even though I never committed not to be an Ochloi. I committed to make it Kaddish. I set it aside for a korban, for a Bedek Abayis. But disobeying the halachas of the Bedek Abayis and the korban, Das Halein is a Bal Yachel. Das Halein is a Bal Yachel, and that's the Ikdash Uva Ochlu Acher. Mele the Rambam Lechoyer is Nitzver. The Rambam is talking about regular Nidre Yisur. Nidre Yisur, the Rambam held, are fundamentally not more than a nether. They're a nether on the Heftzer, they're a nether on the Gavra. But they're not a Hegdish. Mashen came, Memel over there, Zog the Rambam, there it's a dialect, Bal Yachel. Lo Yachel Dvoroi. The Ran is Choylik, and says, even that is a Divukoi. Oh, but the Rambam is Moide, that when a nether stelts a Chois in the Heftzer, that the Yosoid of the Heftze is that the Heftze became the Skadish Duch HaNeder. And it was Chal Achalois on the Heftze. And the Mela, not keeping that din of the Heftze, is the dinim of that Neder. So doing that makes a Bal Yachel. But that Bal Yachel is not limited to the Medaber. That Bal Yachel, because it's not going against the Dibur, because it's going against the uftu of the dibur, so that's lav dafke a madir koi. That could even be a mudir koi, because the Rambam is not cholik that the drosha of lo yachol dvaroi could also be learned a dibur just like it's learned a dava. But in the original nidre yisur, the Rambam learns that way. But in the nidre hegdish, the question is, we know that Nidre Yisr is a big tumul. If Ikra Neder is Biat Fosa, or Ikra Neder is Shaloi Biat Fosa, is a Neder Shaloi Biat Fosa a Yad to At Fosa? That's the Ran.
on the riff in the beginning of Shua Shtayim. In the Dorim, it's mashma that the Ran holds not like that. That Ikarat Deder Vishaloi Batfasa. The Ran of Lach Yadalat says that even when you speak out Atfasa, it might as well be only a form of Yodis, because that's one of the ways of describing your Neder, but you could do it Vishaloi Batfasa, it would be Atfasa. Ramam the Ran says on the Bezim and Aleph, Bain Shiat Visenu, Bain Shaloi Yat Visenu, Ikar Neder Huzen. What's the Rambam Shita in Ikar HaNeder? And the truth of the matter is that the Rambam very much doesn't sound like a Neder is the Ikar HaNeder is at Fosse. He brings, very interestingly, in Perik Aleph, he starts without mentioning the concept of at Fosse Bechla. He says, Lesser Israel Nafsha. A little later, when he starts enumerating different cases of neder, so he brings cases that we consider atfasa. I'm a peiris alai korbin, I mean kik korbin, neshe efsha sheyider adam korbin. So we made it a good neder. Mashenken, he says chazir. These are all mishnayos. What the gemara in the Dorah? Or ben avelus or treifis that you can do that dover another and veloy dover also. But he doesn't make a parsha called atfasa. This is all the way you speak out neder. You could speak out neder pashit. You could speak out neder with atfasa bedover another, and it's just as good. You could speak it out with atfasa bedover also, and it's no good. In Perek Gimel, the Rambam brings the dvarim that are bein nedarim l'shvuas. That Mishnah, so he brings a ganze perik arbet varim yesh bein nedarim l'shvuas, and one of them is a matvis bein nedarim chayev. That atfasa works in a darim. Ketzad, just a few cases in Shas that he considers atfasa. First you made a neder and then you said zekozeh. Or the famous Gemara with Yom Shemez B'Yaviv, Yom Shemez B'Rabbi, that's what the Gemara calls Matfiz B'Neder. But the regular Neder where you say Kikazek Koinom, or Karben, or Cheren, and all these things, the Rambam not necessarily consider an Atfasa. In Emela, that's why the Rambam L'Shitasai, and all these Nedarim, Mudur Pata. When does a Gemara in Nidah that Higdishu, the Achlu Acherim Loike, either the Gemara is going directly on regular Hegdish, like the Mashmoya Saloshan, and regular Hegdish has Loyachel. There's even in Menachas, East of Stavagaland, recently Menachas, there's a Shita Mukovetsis, in the beginning of Menachas, Shlomim, we know Shlomim doesn't have Me'ilah. Shlomim doesn't have Me'ilah, right? But it's not Kochi Hashem, they're not Miyuchadim Lashem. But the Asutim, Loi Nehenim. And many Rishonim, Loi Nehenim Midaraisa. Where's the Yissa to be Nene and Shlomim? If it's not Me'ilah, where's the Renissa? Where's the Renissa Nene? Menakoidish. Shita Mekuvetsa says that the Yissa Nene Menakoidish is Lo Yachol Dvarim. Shita Bukovetsis in the Dorim Daf in Menachas, I think it's Talon on the face, is that the Loine Henin of the Yisra Shlomim, what's the Loine Henin Midaraisa, is Bal Yachel. And he, I didn't look it up the Shabbos, but I think he was Mitzayan Nida Memvav. Mitzayan Nida Memvav, that for eating, for being Nene from Kodesh, there's a Yisra Deraisa of Lo Yachol Dvarim. So the Alo Yachel was dot maintis atibukoi afenuftu. So the Alo Yachel to go against my commitment. I made a commitment and I disobeyed him. I didn't follow my commitment. That's a tzveita bal yachel. That would be the shakla v'tariyah b'shita sarab.
So every hekdesh, somebody's loyal b'mezes, he's going to get malchus. I assume it's Hasra, they're going to get malchus.
is going to get malchus for me'ila. There's a lav, and in real hekdesh, there's a beferish lav to get me'ila. But he's going to get l'yachol. Yes, yes. L'chayim. I don't think it's brought in the Rambam, though. But that's how the Rambam is going to read this Gemara in Mem Vav, that bad bevad, with being a moyel and being goyver the leisucha, they can learn out me'ila from leisucha lechol b'sharecha, from the lav of leisucha lechol b'sharecha. So together with the lav of leisucha lechol b'sharecha, you're also going to be like leyachol v'ocha, yeah, the state in the Gemara. But the state in shikta mekovetzes. The shikta mekovetzes says loy ne'enin mederaisa, because of loyachol, because you're goyver loyachol. So there's a very interesting cheshbon. A svara afucha in the Rambam. There's a moridik Rambam in Perik Hei Melchus Shavuos where I could, on my thing, make a shvua that includes you. Washing the Rambam in Perik Hei Melchus Shavuos. That if an adava shehu b'shusay, aval nishba ruvein shelo yikonev shimin b'beisay, v'shelo yehena min echasav, shelo yimidas ruvein, v'avar shimin v'nichtas l'beisay shel ruvein, v'nena min echasav shelo yimidas ruvein. Ruvein is potter because he's an anus. V'shimin chayav. Sha'ava al dover also loy lasoise. Shaloy nishba ze al dover shu bishuso vechen kol kayoise ze un kipshu toy. Chayov, what does chayov mean? Kipshu toy means chayov malchus. Which malchus? Because I'm the owner, I could make a shvua and you're bound by the shvua. Asvar afucha of nedor. Asvar afucha of nedor. This is printed in the Grach al Hashas. It used to be printed in Ksubis, now it's printed in the Dvarim. But it's Dvarim of Usomim, the Briska Rav in his Shiurim and Nozir, Daf Samach Beis, is Mayrich in this Chap. I don't know if it's printed well over there, but in other places it's already printed well. So he has a Chap like this. There's a machloikas, he says, the Ran in the Tur, the Rambam in the Tur. If why I could make my kicker usher on you. The Tur says, because Vibald Ikar Aneda is Bahatfasa. So I could create Hegdish, and the Hegdish is Hegdish for anybody. So I could create a Koinum Prati for you. If I could make a real Hegdish and you're stuck with it, so I could make a Hegdish. Legabik Hano on you. So what's the problem? I don't need a special rebuy for that. But the Rambam Zoktim Chaim holds Ikara Nedah Shaloi Batfos. So Vigetos, how do I make a Nedah that's binding on you? That's what he has before. You're not going to learn that it means Atfosa. What happened? Lesser Yisrael Napshay. How do I make a Nedah that encompasses another human being? Well, how does that happen? Because it's my kicker. How does it happen? The Teretz is there's a drasha. There's a drasha in Sefer Zuta that ainli el anedari, ainli el atzmoi, al chaveiro minayin Talmud loyma. And from that Talmud loyma we learn out Sido Azazach, I can make a nether that encompasses you also. Having said that, but where's the Malkis? If Al the Rambam learns Layachel is at Voroi. So just because I can make a lesser iser on you, but lo yachal advoroi, and if lo yachal is advoroi, how could you get malchus for bal yachal? But zok tev chayim, everything ish ki yidor neder or yishav shvuah l'Hashem. The dorim and shvuah is whatever chidushim the Torah was mechadish in a neder, the Torah is mechadish in a shvuah. So the Torah was mechadish in a neder. That I could use my koyach neder in my item. to encompass someone else because I have the authority to do it. Alachayim. So who I did in the Shavua? On my Zach, in my Rishus, Benegayim, my Drisus, a regal of my house, the Torah was marve in that Rasha that I could include someone else in the undertaking of Shavua. Zokt Reb Chaim, supposedly this is what Reb Chaim said, that in Shavua it'll be worse than Neder. Favos, because about we find in certain places in the Torah a concept called Mushba Mepi Acherim, where the Torah authorizes a situation called Mushba Mepi Acherim, by Shavua Seedus and other things. Mushba Mepi Acherim has it in Shavua. So I can't be mashbia someone stam in the Weltarain without the authority of the Torah, where is a din of Mushba Mepi Acherim. Either Amen or Mushba Mepi Acherim. But we have a yidur neder o yishav ha-shvuah al atzmoy that I can make al acherim, so I can make someone a mudur mipi, and I can make someone a mushba mipi. A mudur mipi, the Rambam is going to hold, is no malchus, because lo yachal dvara. A mushba mipi, Vibaldi becomes a mushba, the Rambam is going to learn this malchus of shvuah. And it comes to us that Shavua, which is Issagavra, is going to have a more chamurdik din al chaveroi than Neda, which is Issachefz. If you learn like the Torah that Issachefz is at Faso and it's like carbon, it's a double portion I can make a chaveroi. But if you learn the Neda is Shaloybe at Faso, even when you speak out carbon, that doesn't mean you're making an atfasa, you're making carbon. That's a way of undertaking Issa. Is the al-chaveiro, is with a riboy. But the riboy could only make him a mutter, not a noider. Aber in Shavua, vibal, there is a gedi that you could become mushba. Without the maisa Shavua, you could be mushba by imposing a shvuah on you.
Isn't that only if he agrees to it?
Right,
No. What do you mean?
If the other person agrees.
Because it's shaloi b'shusoi. But here I have reshus. Here the Torah allowed me to be mashbiyahim with a special gzeres akasav of yishav ha-shvuah. The Rambam is makpid only on the shusah.
But that makes the issa, but that makes him also a mushba.
I could put on him a shvuah like I could put on him a neder. Nachamo. A mudr is also, I'm putting on you, shaloi b'tzoncha, a neder, because it's my item.
You're creating an issa, but you're talking about
value. You're a mudr. What does that mean, I'm creating an issa? That means that I said this thing should be off limits to you, and that undertaking of off limits to you binds you. That's what happens.
Right,
but it doesn't bind you for a malchus. Because in order to be a malchus, the strict tzura of the love of malchus is lo yachel dvore, that you didn't do. But by Shavua, if I could do the same thing I'm doing in Neder, if I could do that in Shavua too, so there is a Shavua of the Torah. What's called being over on a Shavua doesn't necessarily have to be a Shavua that you uttered, as long as you're under a Shavua. Under a Neder doesn't blive lo yachel dvore. Under a Shavua could blive lo yishavu, or whatever, lo yisisa, or lo yishavu. Because we find the concept of being under a shvuah without making a shvuah. So we find the concept of being under a shvuah without making a shvuah, and we have exeris hakasul of yidur neder and yishav shvuah, that I could be a noider and I could be a madir, and when I'm a madir, you're a mudr. And because you're a mudr, you have an isser heftza of mudr, then I can make you a mushba. I'm the nishba, and you're the mushba with a yisoid of Emli alatzva lachem minayin. Is your tochen that the gzeres hakosav of yidur neder yishav ha-shvua by shvua could bring you a noinish, where by neder it can't bring a noinish? Azach Heshbin is said over in the name of Reb Chaim. Kumtois punkt faket. Neder is chefza, and the mudah won't get any malchus. Shvua is gavra,
And it's your tachin that, and that's kamat kamat amafur shiramam and perik hay mehul cheshbus.
He doesn't have to say omer, the one that is mentioned.
No, because it's a special koyach to put in the shvua. Allah, in my thing, in something that's birshusoy, the Torah authorized. We learn it from the Dorim. Just like on my kicker, I could put a nisr chevtza on you, and in my rishus, I could put a shvua on you. And once I could put a shvua on you, that's enough for the chiyuvei shvua of the Torah.
Including Bal Yachal?
No, I don't know about Bal Yachal. No, Bal Yachal has to be Dvorah.
Is Bal Yachal and shvua also?
No. There is, the Gemara says. It's a so, big, but you won't be over. Only on, again, we'll go back to the Rambam's Kasha. To the Rambam's Yisroi, Dvorah. Lo Yachal means Dvorah.
So even though he can be Chayat Malkus for the shvua which he puts on him, it's the Malkus, the other Malkus.
The Malkus of Lo Yisroi. Yeah, he says to the Gemara in the beginning of, what was the Gemara say? Ochalti v'lo yachalti, ochalti v'lo yachalti shav, oichel v'lo yoichel sheker, koinamois is oiva v'shun bal yachal dvori. That's the Ravidi. And the second man, the Yomer, says, oichel v'lo yoichel, it's not clear in the Gemara. If oichel v'lo yoichel, the Gemara says, as a bal yachal, but l'maskana, oichel v'lo yoichel, is as a lava shul. It's a shovel b'shemi k'day l'shakeh b'shvuaschem. So there's an issa to be over on a shul. And if you're over on a shul, you get malchus.
And that's what you put on the other
side. Yeah, it says chayiv. It doesn't say what you're chayiv.
It doesn't say what.
No.
Because bal yachal would be
zaisa. I can do this, but...
You can do it. I love it.
There's no simple case in
Kutsha berichu, it's state in Zoya.
There's no simple case
Kutsha berichu, chadi b'pulpula d'orais.
But there's no simple case in Shas where the Gemara talks about something, make you a shmuba on his possessions and somebody else, although there are many cases in the Gemara where the Gemara talks about that. Isn't that true?
Where's the Rambam's source? That's a good question.
No, I'm just saying there is no source.
No, that's a good question. That's a legitimate question. Let's see what the Kesef Mishnah says. Let's see what the Magen Mishnah says. Atur hisigol owns the Radbam. Kosev atur al divi rabbeinu veini meivin varav shein adam yochel leser shelo yelo bekoinum lefi shehu chal al achefetz. Aval loy beloshen shvua lefi shechal al adam veino yichal olav liyosev yishvua yikabal olav isa shvua and here he's not makabal the shvua. So I fake the tour. The ef shaloi mazak the kesev mishnah. Shesoyver rabbeinu shemacha shu nishba al dover shu bishusoy. He doesn't learn Malkus. He learns Malkus doesn't mean Malkus. Chayiv doesn't mean Malkus. Alus Chayiv alo Malkus. Cholov Ktsas. Navi Yivu Kibul Shvu Ele Inyan Shetzorech Li Zoya B'dover. I know he says Chayiv. Shiruvei Nishvah Shlo Yehene Shirim Min Achasov. Avul nishma shleikan shem bebeisai. Hu oise isam shegoyim lebum shiar al shuasai. Shimin chayiv lav chiyuv malkesu no anoinish bedei shemayim. That's the lechem mishnah. And that is a Reb Chaim's a shtickle Torah that Mekhen Len and the Rambam literally chayiv. They talk of the noise of Kalim, the Kesef Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah don't learn the Rambam that way.
But nobody has a source for this Rambam. That's the point. The Gemara, there's no simple case in the Gemara which would tell you this day. Not in the Mishnayos and not in the Gemara. Which simple case where somebody said, I'm making a shvua that you cannot pick up this chair which I own.
The Gros Machria that the Rambam means literally Chayim. Hey, Nusach Atur, Shinishba Shalei Yikonis Chaveri, Dal Nishbi Chaveri Vada Yiyevshe, Vahin Kozah Benuscha Shalonu, that the grows not, he just recognizes that that's a Rambam. And that's, listen, I just said it over because it exists.
Okay,
I'm saying over Reb Chaim, that when do you zeichet to hear this kind of a chap from a Reb Chaim? is that Briskarov said it over in the shir, so that gives it a certain level of credibility.
I'm not arguing with Briskarov.
But to tell you that there's a Gemara Faket, you're also not saying that you have a Gemara
Faket. I'm not saying there's a Gemara Faket, but I'm saying is that you, although we have many cases in the Gemara,
no,
we
hear you.
Talk about.
So your
kashas
on the Rambam.
No. Look,
Rambam's like the
emes. The kesef mishnah is mevatel the existence of such a Rambam. The lechem mishnah is mevatel. The Gro doesn't want it. The Tor read the Rambam literally, and he was matmiya olav. And Adat Rav Chaim says the Tor is not about plukta here with the Rambam, because the Tor goes with a shita that nedarim is gedushas karbon, is a koinam, is an atfasa. So v'shteitzach l'shitosa, how do you mix nedarim to shvuos? Masha'en came, the Rambam, who did not agree with that. And the Rambam had a lesser issa that he learned out from a posik of Al-Chaveira, which he learned out in a posik in Sifri Zuta. So the Mela, it's a different, the Torah is dinging on the Rambam from the Torah's view of Shas. But the Rambam had a different view of Shas. And the Mela is a machloikas here. That's how Reb Chaim is saying. Kol Tuf. Oh, Parsha? Oh.
That's a minute.
I'll say Mamish a very, very short word. That Rashi in Pinchas on the Korbanus of a Yontif, where we bring Purim, Elim, and Kvasim, Rashi says the Purim are keneged Avram Avinu el Abakar Rotz Avram. The Elim are keneged Yitzchak is Akedas Yitzchak. And what are the Kvasim? They're keneged Yaakov. Because in this week's Parsha, Yaakov was busy with Kvasim, there's Aksovim Hifrid Yaakov. Now, in Yaakov's career, what Rashi is that the Psenekuda Merkazis that sets Yaakov aside as the first in history. Avraham Avinu is the first in history, El Abakar Ratz Avraham. Everything else emanates from the Koyach of Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak is the Akedas Yitzchak. Everything is emanating from him. Yaakov Avinu, there's something basic to the Ganser Metzias of Yaakov Avinu that's included in this. As Aksavim Ifrid Yaakov. And as Aksavim Ifrid Yaakov was part of an agreement, Leititen li ma'uma, I'll leave it to the Eibishter. You don't give me nothing. We'll make a deal, and if the deal is going to be stacked against me overwhelmingly, and knowing that you're a cheater, you're going to keep on, like you threw away all the things with your children three miles or three there away. And I won. Because Vayifretze Yishma Oid Ma'oid, the Eibishter listened and took care of me. Like Yaakov tells Lavan later in the Parsha, he tells him, Es Oni, Ves Yigia Kapai, Royal Lekim Vayoychach Omesh. And that's the story of Aksavim Hifrid Yaakov, because that allowed this tremendous Vayifretze Yishma Oid Ma'oid, this incredible bracha from the Eibishter. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Sechiras that speaks about the obligation of an employer and to an employee, and vice versa, the obligations of an employee to the employer. But the Rambam Bekitzer says that an employee, it's not only incumbent on him to be careful with time, like we see in the Gemara, that they allowed a poyel not to say atoy v'ameitin in Birchas Hamazon. And they were so chas on him keeping the hours of employment that they even allowed him not to bench at the Rabbanon de Kebracha. But it goes beyond that. The poyel should do his work b'chol koichai. That's a very you know, abstract concept, was b'chol koichai. Every person's b'chol koichai is relative to that person. But the Rambam wants a b'chol koichai. And the Rambam says, Shere Yaakov HaTzadik worked for Lavan b'chol koichoi, and therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam rewarded him ba'olam hazeh in addition to the schar that he got in olam haba for doing such scrupulous honesty in his work. Like he says himself later, you know, all the things that he said, he says all the things that he did in Bechol Koichi. But the Rambam says the Vayifritza Ish Miyoid Me'oid was an Oilam Azedika reward in addition to all the schar of Keren Kayemes La'Oilam Abba. In other words, Kol Koichi Aten Yedaten Ki Bechol Koichi Avadeti Es Avichem is what allowed the Vayifritza Ish Me'oid Me'oid. How the dynamic works. That brings the shefa, that allows the shefa, that allows the bracha. That legacy of B'chol Koichi is what remains our legacy in how we're koine Torah. How we koine Torah? With amelus. Lo yogata umatzasa al taimen. Person is brilliant and quick, and he chaps something, and he gets something in Torah, I'll time it. Don't trust something that came to you without effort. Because Torah is with your gear. Yogata umatzasa time it. Lo yogata umatzasa, I'll time it. That legacy of being able to toil the Chol Koichi is a legacy of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu, we don't see it in this parsha manifested in his learning, in his Yoshev Vayolim. We see it manifested in his avoda that he was the Ovis Heinein and Merkava, and they were playing, they took the mundane and they elevated the mundane to Merkava, to Dveikus Bakadosh Baruch Hu of the highest level. But in what his avoda of Merkava was, there was a Bechol Koichi Avadati Yasavich. And that B'chol Koichi led to this Vayifritza Ish Me'oid Me'oid. And this is what the Ksovim Hifrid Yaakov maybe symbolizes. That ability, and the truth of the matter is that, you know, the Gemara says, Shloisha Simonim Yesh Ba'umazu, Achmonim Baishonim Gaila Chasadim. I don't believe that what's a Dov Pashat in the Holy Torah, in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, where so many, many, many hundreds and thousands, we're not even speaking at the top level of Ga'oine Ador, G'doile Ador, Amelus, just toiling and toiling, exists in the real world, in the outside world. That's a Yerusha of Klal Yisrael. That ability of the Chol Koichi, which is so necessary to acquiring Torah on higher levels, is a legacy that Yaakov Avinu left for Klal Yisrael. As Aksavim Hifrid Yaakov, Agut Tavach. I go to Bach.
It's not.
How are you? I go to Bach. I have to ask him to keep or no?
Well, no, what was that? I don't know. I
have
to ask
a
rubber
people.
No.
Shiva. He does this every week.
Pleasure.
I was almost going to throw him out, but I figured I'll keep him straight. He's taking attention away from me. What do you mean?
It's Moitz and Shabbos. The island could have right now.